With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats have gotten their wish. President Biden will not run for re-election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
3.5 weeks after a dismal debate performance that raised serious questions about Joe Biden's mental and physical health, the president is withdrawing from the 2024 election. In a letter posted online, he said serving as president has been the greatest honor of his life, but said ending his re-election campaign is in the best interest of the Democratic Party and the country. Mr. Biden also announced his endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris to be the party's nominee. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, that global technology outage grounded flights, knocked banks offline, media outlets off the air. That after a faulty software update disrupted companies and services all around the world. AP correspondent Ann D'Innocenzio says small business owners really facing the financial losses.
For big businesses, you know, you could probably sue or maybe have more leverage with CrowdStrike. But, you know, I talked to this one analyst and he said it's not a whole lot you can do for the small businesses. Maybe get together and do a class action suit, but you need resources for that. And CrowdStrike did post a blog, kind of a how-to manual on how to maybe fix it. But it's a little intimidating for people who are not tech savvy.
At least two people have been killed in Ukrainian strikes on the partly Russian-occupied Donetsk region, while Russian strikes have wounded at least five people, two of them civilians, in Ukraine. Israeli military has intercepted a missile fired from Yemen that early Sunday morning, occurring after Israeli warplanes had struck numerous Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. This is SRN News. Insurance companies are beginning to drop churches.
A surge in national disasters is putting a lot of financial pressure on firms that insure the nation's houses of worship, and some are opting to cancel policies. Baptist Press reports that congregations in Texas are especially vulnerable to being dropped after a series of storms, floods, and freezes. Many insurance companies are also still trying to recover from the pandemic, which forced them to make big payouts and taxed resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas being sued for rejecting petitions in favor of a proposed ballot measure to scale back the state's abortion ban. Supporters want the state Supreme Court to order officials to start counting more than 100,000 signatures. The state says organizers did not comply with the law regarding documentation submitted to about paid canvassers. The proposed ballot measure would not make abortion a constitutionally protected right in Arkansas. This is SRN News. Well, the pilot of a skydiving plane is dead after crashing, and one skydiver speaks about the flight that day, saying everything seemed normal as those with the chutes began to jump. But something went wrong.
Officials say 26-year-old Melanie Georgia was the pilot who died when her skydiving plane crashed Saturday in Youngstown near Niagara Falls. Jeff Walker had just been on the previous skydiving flight.
A little weird that why didn't it happen when I was up there? Why didn't it happen when we were all on the plane? So it was a little surreal.
The first time skydiver says everything seemed fine.
I don't know if she had an emergency. I don't know if something was wrong with the plane. There was nothing. The plane seemed normal when I was on it. I didn't hear anything abnormal when I was up there.
The FAA says the plane was a Cessna and is investigating. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com.